Looking at local sports, the Richland Center golf team was involved in the Platteville golf invite today, and overall they shot a 361. It was a win for Mount Horeb in the tournament today. Roman Johnson of Richland Center had the second overall best score with a 72. Connor Hying fired a 90, Andrew Knabel a 94, and Trayton Shep a 100. High school baseball today, Ithaca got the win against Seneca 1-0 in a Ridgeon Valley game. Columbus over Baraboo 10-3. Other games in softball, Highland 12-0 over Hillsboro, Iowa Grant 9-1 over Seneca, Portage 3, La Crosse Logan 1, Baraboo 3-1 over Two Rivers, Hillsboro 13 and Seneca 4, Iowa Grant beat Highland 6-5. Also Orangeville, Illinois over Baraboo 4-2, Portage 8-3 over Merrill. And today it was a win for Wazika Steuben over Cashton, 10-0. Also at the same tournament, it was a win for Melrose Mindoro, 24-6 over Cashton, and Wazika Steuben beat Melrose Mindoro 6-2. Green Bay Packers draft picks so far. Today, they took a safety out of Oregon, Evan Williams, Jacob Monk out of Duke with the fifth pick on Saturday. And also in the fifth round, it was Ketan Alapoto of the Oregon State team. He is a safety. Travis Glover was taken in the sixth round out of Georgia State. He is an offensive tackle. Wisconsin Badgers taken so far in the tournament. Tanner Bordoloni, who is taken in round four by the Indianapolis Colts, and Braylon Allen, running back for the Badgers, taken in round four with pick 34 by the New York Jets. Joey Ortiz hit a run-scoring single in the 11th inning and finished with a home run and four RBIs to lead the Brewers to a 7-6 win over the Yankees last night. Owen Miller inserted as a pinch runner for former Yankee Gary Sanchez at second to start the 11th inning, advanced to third on a fly ball to right field by Bryce Terang. Ortiz then singled through the legs of the third baseman, driving in the winning run. Jared Koenig picked up the win with two innings of relief. Michael Tonkin took the loss. The same two teams play tonight. First pitch time 6:10 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Brewers left-handed pitcher Wade Miley said Friday that he needs Tommy John surgery. The 37-year-old Miley was put on the 15-day injured list with elbow inflammation on April 22nd, retroactive to April 19th. Miley made two starts this season, working a total of seven innings. Tyrese Halliburton completed a three-point play with 1.6 seconds left, capping his first postseason triple-double in his first home playoff game to give the Pacers a 121-118 overtime victory over the Bucks. Milwaukee will play again tomorrow. They are down 2-1 in the series. Damian Lillard underwent an MRI to determine the severity of his Achilles injury, and the Bucks could be without the star guard for Game 4 of the playoff series. Lillard has a walking boot on his right foot. He was clearly limping at times during the Bucks' Game 3 loss at Indiana on Friday. Milwaukee in a sad situation with Antetokounmpo out. Lillard, potentially Chris Middleton, has been playing sparingly as well. Caitlin Clark drew a standing ovation in her first appearance on Gainbridge Fieldhouse's court since becoming the WNBA's number one overall pick. Clark revved up the crowd as a part of the Pacers' pregame routine. She returned to the court in the second quarter with the rest of her Indiana Fever teammates tossing T-shirts into the stands. The Fever opened training camp Sunday, and Clark's presence has turned tickets into a hot commodity in Indianapolis and around the league. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.